We're connecting you to Metropolitan Police. If you require an alternative force, press hash. You can get help from 101 online. If you would like to receive a link in a text, press 1. Otherwise, please continue to hold and we'll connect you to the 101 phone service.
Thank you for calling the Metropolitan Police 101 service. If you wish to report a crime that is happening now, or someone is injured and in need of urgent medical attention, or in immediate danger, please hang up and dial 999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report a new crime or antisocial behaviour, press 2. To provide or receive an update on an existing crime report, press 3. For road traffic incidents, press 4. To contact an officer or individual, press 5. To hear these options again, press 0. You can report all non-emergency crimes or antisocial behaviour incidents via our website. Visit www.met.police.uk/report. That's met.police.uk/report, where you will find our online reporting system. If the crime or antisocial behaviour you are reporting occurred on the London Underground or on a National Rail train or station, please report this to the British Transport Police by calling 0800 40 50 40. That's 0800 40 50 40. To have this call transferred to the British Transport Police, please press 1. If you wish to speak with an operator and report now, press 9. For the main menu, please press 0. Metropolitan Police, triage desk, what's the reason for your call?
Hello, can you tell me what branch I'm speaking to, please, or where you are?
You're speaking to the Metropolitan Police.
Yeah, are you Lambeth Centre, or are you... What centre are you? Am I calling?
Bo.
You're Bo, how... Okay, how you doing, Bo? I'm not even going to ask you your name, and I hope you don't put the phone down on me. Basically, I'm phoning now because I've had police sent to my address again, and they keep trying to bully me. I'm in the middle of making a complaint already. I would like to make that complaint official right this second. I have 200 recordings on my website of me phoning Bo and phoning Lambeth and phoning Hendon, and they're telling me down the phone that I'm a black bastard and that I've been robbed and there's nothing I can do, and we're the neighbourhood watch team. I've got every recording to tell me I'm dead, you're dead, you're dead, you've been robbed. They never realised I was recording them. So there's 200 recordings. There's an N1 claim form and a pre-action conduct letter online, yeah, at horrificcorruption.com. I put subject access requests into the police, and I've took my personal data out of your computer systems, and I've done the same to the council and the same to the NHS. I combined all of your files together into order, and now there's multiple issues I would like to complain about. One being that my whole criminal record has been frauded. So my mother got arrested in 2012 by the police, and they wanted to charge me. They wrote into the ACRO department and got a printout of my criminal convictions. My criminal convictions on that printout that they gave to the CPS and courts amounted to 31 convictions. When I wrote to ACRO, ACRO said that there's 68 arrests in my record. 68 arrests and 31 convictions. Now, we took them 31 convictions to the courts that issued them, and the courts gave us a letter saying that 6 of those convictions on that police printout are fake. They were never heard in the courts and in the court registries. So my mum...
What I can do is I can transfer you through to an operator and take the details and take any complaint that you want to put forward.
Yeah, that'd you come through to the triage desk.
Well, that'd be perfect. If you can put me through to anyone that can handle it, I'd be grateful for any assistance.
No problem. I'll transfer you now.
Thank you, madam. Hello, how are you doing? Who am I speaking to?
Hello, it's Mr. Mitchell Police, how can I help?
I'm trying to make an official complaint and lodge that right this second. I was wondering if you could help me do that.
Of course I can. Okay, right, what is it that you wanted to complain about?
The complaint is about gross misconduct and staff attempting to murder me. And I would like that wrote down. Attempted murder and gross misconduct.
What staff are you talking about?
Bo Met CC, Lambeth Met CC, and Hendon Met CC. I have members of staff recorded. I have transcribed those recordings, and they are telling me that I'm dead and that I've been robbed down the phone, and this is in over 100 different recordings. I have 100. Now, I have those recordings at horrificcorruption.com. So if you was to go to the website URL, horrificcorruption.com, you will be able to see all of the audio that I'm talking about and the subject access request into the police and me obtaining my personal data, which I am now exhibiting as evidence against them. So now, one of my biggest concerns are with the police is why they've been really chasing me about and putting ASBOs on me, and why out of the 68 arrests, I've won 50 of those cases. Because if you look at my criminal record from the ACRO side of things, it has the wins and the losses, and it will say win, 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 win,
okay.
Win.
Right, sir, if you wanted to make a complaint, it would have to be a valid complaint, because I don't think an operator would tell you that they want to kill you over the
phone. Yeah, I'm telling you now, madam, you can go to horrificcorruption.com, and I have uploaded in horrificcorruption.com, my own website, a place dedicated for these telephone
okay.
calls.
Right, what I will do is, I've got your details from a previous call, I'll get it passed, I'll get someone to ring you back once they do view this report.
Can you take an email as well, please? wired_wired@mail.com. So it's wired@mail.com. I would like... I also have this telephone number that you can contact me back on, and I'd like to be contacted back. Every member of staff that I speak to keeps telling me, if you go to the website I'm telling you now, Horrific Corruption, you can read the homepage, and you can see that every conviction in my criminal record, when you print out a conviction, it should only have the plea dates in it, and it shouldn't have the offence dates, it should have the court conviction and the plea dates. Because you never had a criminal record in ACRO, because it all got deleted, because I was Michael Carroll's Project X. So Michael Carroll was a civil solicitor when I met him. He trained to be a criminal solicitor, so he gave me a list of rules that I can and can't do. And then I got nicked 7 times a week by the police while he was doing his work experience till he was trained to be a criminal solicitor. Then he got Josephine Ward, and they trained Josephine Ward's Project X. So now I've got 68 convictions. The last time I was ever found guilty of anything was over 15 years ago. In 09, I got in trouble for supposedly taking a pair of trainers in 09. Now, because...
All right,
Madam, please listen to the complaint that I'm lodging and what I'm explaining to you. I want to explain to you how my criminal record has been frauded. I'm recording this conversation.
An alternative course, press hash.
get help from 101 online. If you would like to receive a link in a... Thanks. We've sent the text to the number you've used to call us today. If you wish to speak to the 101 phone service, please continue to hold.
Thank you for calling the Metropolitan Police 101 service. If you wish to report a crime that is happening now, or someone is injured and in need of urgent medical attention, or in immediate danger, please hang up and dial 999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report a new crime or antisocial behaviour, you can report all non-emergency crimes or antisocial behaviour incidents via our website. Visit www.met.police.uk/report. That's met.police.uk/report, where you will find our online reporting system. If the crime or antisocial behaviour you're reporting occurred on the London Underground or on a National Rail train or station, please report this to the British Transport Police by calling 0800 40 50 40. That's 0800 40 50 40. To have this call transferred to the British Transport Police, please press 1. If you wish to speak with an operator and report now, press 9. For the main menu, please press 0. To end this call, please hang up. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report a new crime or antisocial behaviour, you can report all non-emergency crimes or antisocial behaviour incidents via our website. Visit www.met.police.uk/report. That's met.police.uk/report, where you will find our online reporting system. If the crime or antisocial behaviour you are reporting occurred on the London Underground or on a National Rail train or station, please report this to the British Transport Police by calling 0800 40 50 40. That's 0800 40 50 40. To have this call transferred to the British Transport Police, please press 1. If you wish to speak with an operator and report now, press 9. To end this call, please hang up.
Hello?
What's that? Can I help you?
I've just spoke to 999, I've phoned up 101 twice. And every time I speak to anybody and I try to report a crime of police and evidence that I have and tell them where my evidence is in my website, they put the phone down on me. I would like you to take my website URL now where I'm holding evidence. I've spoke to Enfield Council, I've spoke to the insurance departments of the Metropolitan Police, and the Metropolitan Police have gave me their insurance policies each year, 50 million each year public liability.
Yeah, right, so before you go any further, I need to put you through to the... one of the operators, because you can't fit to our triage, so I can't get details from you here where I am at the moment. I need to put it through to one of the operators.
All right, thank you.
Just have a look.
I'm not sending...
Please, what's your reason for calling?
Hello, the way I'm being treated, gross misconduct, and the way that you are putting the phone down in your offices, you're sending people to my addresses because people are making hoax phone calls and you listen to them and their hoax phone calls. Now, when I'm phoning you back and I'm giving you direct evidence that the reason these hoax phone calls are happening is because your staff inside a Hendon and inside a Bow, I have recorded and I have these recordings online. And I would like you to view the recordings that I've made of you telling me that I'm dead down the phone and all the rest. You put the phone down on me. This is gross misconduct. It's abuse of police powers. You're quick enough to go and persecute any other member of the public and get paid your livings and get your houses and your mortgages and that over it and pay everything you need to make a living off of nicking members, but you won't nick your own. I would like you to take a complete report. I'm having hoax calls to my house. Someone has gone and forwarded my whole criminal record, yeah? And I can prove that on my website page, as well as the telephone recordings, 2999, and them telling me that I've been robbed. You've been robbed. You're a black boy. Ah, you can't go back out. You've been done over with the... They didn't realise I was recording them. Now, when I tell a member of staff this down the phone, they're like, oh, I don't believe you've got record. But I've spoke to the insurance companies, and the insurance companies have told me to speak to yous lot and to sort this out, and yous are acting like children. How can you be, right. be can putting I the phone down on me? Not you, you're in the purple. Can someone please
can
take
I just
the complaint
stop you
off
there?
Me?
Yeah, go on. Can I just stop you there? Because you're giving me a lot of information, and I'm losing track a little bit. So let's go back to the beginning. Is it a complaint you want to make against the police?
Yes, that's correct.
Right, okay, so what's the nature of the complaint?
My whole gross misconduct, that the police have acted in gross misconduct against me.
And I want you to explain to me what has happened and why you're making a complaint.
The police have, when I was, in 2012, the police nicked me for something, for misminor. They've took my criminal, tapped into Acro and took a print out of my convictions. In that print out, it should only have a plea date when I went to court, when I made a plea, and it should have the date that I was convicted on. It shouldn't have the offence date in it. Now, because through my life, I trained Michael Carroll and Co. solicitors. So Michael Carroll and Co., I was his Project X, I was his work experience.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Sorry, so I'm going to stop you there again. Because what's going to happen? I want to take some brief details of the nature of your complaint.
Can you go to...
And then, sorry, just bear with me. And then that will get forwarded to a senior officer. They will look into it and contact you back. And at that point, you can provide all the relevant details, the ins and outs. But if you can just briefly tell me what the nature of the complaint is...
The nature of the complaint is someone has gone into my criminal record, a police officer, because I spoke to Acro. Acro said the only people that can sort this are the police, because Acro don't update the systems themselves. The police update them. So the police... Acro's told me that, and they agree that a police officer has logged in to my criminal record, and they've created all of my criminal record. All of them offence dates in my Acro are the same as the plea dates, because all of mine was no further action. So under retention to data, they had to delete my criminal record because it's all no further actions. So I technically don't have a criminal record. Almost, let's say, yeah, I'd have like four things on there. Last time I would have been nicked would have been 09. So when my mum sent them a copy of the police printout of convictions, that the court has also agreed all of these cases ain't been heard in their courts, they've started to scream. So they've took the police printout, yeah, of convictions, took all the plea dates and created me a criminal record. So now all of my offence dates are my plea dates. So like it say, I committed this offence in my ACRO report at 7:29, and I was and at 7:29 on the 22nd of the 3rd. So we know on the 22nd of the 3rd at 7:29 the courts would be closed. So I was charged at the police station. But then if you look in my criminal convictions, the plea date is exactly the same, and it'll say, no, I was charged in, I was in court and I put a plea in at this time. The courts wouldn't
right,
be really, so my whole
so,
criminal record is frauded.
Right, so let me just make sure I've understood correctly. You believe that an officer has accessed your criminal record and put things on there inaccurately?
Yeah,
which
a million...
Which is now causing problems for you.
A 1,000,000%. The courts agreed that six of them. The courts agreed that six of them are frauded like that, and the court said that six of them and bring them back to use lot, and only the police can do it. So we brought them to Acro. Acro said they can't deal with this level of crime here, of this level of stuff that I'm proving. It has to be the police officer, police force that issued it. So like it say, summons number so and so, PC Lawrence, the 22nd arrest date, last updated this date, offence date is this. Now if I get that offence date from my ACRO report and I could check it against the police printouts, it'll say, no, that's the plea date really. Every single, so my whole criminal record is full. I'm making an insurance claim right now for 9,500.
So your whole criminal record is inaccurate?
Yeah, the whole criminal record is frauded. All the whole criminal record. If you go to horrificcorruption.com, on the homepage is the evidence on horrificcorruption.com. I'm going to write a letter to. I'm writing a letter to Stir Stamina right now to our president. I'm asking him to assess yous lot, because every time I speak to yous lot in accordance to what I'm supposed to do, yous lot start telling me down the phone I've been robbed. I'm a black boy. I've got all these on recordings on that website as well. You've made like five fake applications, two possession orders, lost them in court, two injunction orders, lost them in court. Out of the 68 arrests that yous have made against me in my lifetime, I've won every single case, but every single case you've kept me on bail conditions for a year and a half. I've not lost a case since I was a child. I'm 42 now. I've not lost a case in over 25 years. Yeah, like 25 years now, yeah. And yous have gone for me in 2014 and for my missus for the fun of it. Yeah, because I was throwing part. No way. Yeah, like, hang on. You.
Can I take your name, please?
Simon Paul Cordell.
What's your date of birth, please?
26/1, 1981.
What's your address, please?
109 Burncroft Avenue.
Right, Simon, what I'm going to do is I'm going to forward this to somebody to review. They will look into it and somebody will make of you.
Do you have an email?
I'm going to send you. I don't have an email to give you now. I'm going to send you a reference number via a text message, okay? And we aim for someone to contact you back within 48 hours.
Okay. Can I give you an email as well? So you can put down an email for further contact.
Yeah.
RE_
Mm-hmm.
WIRED.
Mm-hmm.
@ YML.
Y mail.
Yeah, that's a Y on its own, Yankee on its own, then the word mail, MAIL.
Mm-hmm.
YMail.com.
Okay, as I said, I'm going to send you a text message, just going to have the reference number on for your complaint, okay?
Okay, thank you, I appreciate that, madam.
Alright, you're welcome,
have a good day.
Okay. You too, bye-bye.